Okay, today's daf is daf Samach in Maseches Kedushin. We have our work cut out for us because I heard we're only up to the two dots on Nun Tesim Abeis, so I'll have to do a lot of Gemara today. Bezrat Hashem. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek yesterday or Friday's daf had given three cases. First case is not for us now. That's a case where a man tells his friend, go get married to a woman, and instead the man marries the woman himself. So we paska that as Mekudesh Lasheni. Fine. But the last two cases, case two and three, is important for us. Case two is where a man says, I'm married to you in 30 days, and somebody else gets married to the woman within 30 days. So the halacha is that the woman is married to the second one, because the first one's marriage didn't start yet. But if he says, me'achshav ula'achar lamed yom, if he uses both of those languages, me'achshav, which means like a lamafreya type of marriage, from 30 days from now, and after 30 days, so then the Mishnah says it's a suffix. Mekudeshes ve'inim mekudeshes. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, now we're up to the two dots, on Nun Tesim Abeis, mekudeshes l'sheni. Amar Rav, mekudeshes l'sheni la'olam. That's it. At the first stage, we think this is talking about case number two. Going on case number two, the case where the first one said, you're married to me after 30 days, and the second one says that comes along and marries within 30 days. So Rav says, because that's just the Shane of the Olam. The second one did it first, and therefore married to him forever. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel seems to have an amazing shita, Mekudesh Lasheni Ad Lamed Yom. Up until 30 days, then she's married to the second one. La'achar lamed yom, paki kiddushi sheni, v'gamri kiddushi risha. But after 30 days, all of a sudden, the second marriage dissolves itself, and she married to the first one. So the Gemara says, what happened? Yasser Rav Chisda v'gakashule. Rav Chisda said and asked, kiddushi sheni my paki, how they added finish? The second one beat the first one, and what would happen to the second marriage? So what, that the first one says, la'achar lamed yom, we're married. But the second one beat it. So they're going to beat a kadma acher. So why should the second one dissolve? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amalei Rav Yosef, mar aresh, Amalei Rav Yosef, mar aresha masni loyei v'kashalei. You learned this machlokas Rav Shmuel talking about case number two in the Mishnah. And that's why you have a problem. Rav Yehuda aseifa masni lo v'lo kashalei. Rav Yehuda learned it about the third case of the Mishnah, and therefore he did not have a problem. Because remember, the third case of the Mishnah is the case of Safek. Me'achsha v'lachar shloshim v'chulu. Where the first one says, you're married to me from now and after 30 days. So in that case, if someone gets married in between, so then she's married to him besafek forever, and to the first one also besafek forever. Gemara will explain why in a minute. Shmuel says, no, the suffix is only till 30 days for the second one. And after 30 days, the second one is out of the picture, and now it goes back to the first one. I'm sorry?
After that, the first one is...
And the first one is full. The first one is full. Gamri Kiddushin Rishon. So the question is, what are the svaras between Rav and Shmuel? What's the machlokas about? So the Gemara says, L'Rav, Misafki Le'itzna Havi, Yichazara Havi. According to Rav, it's Misupik. What did he mean by saying, Me'achshav and La'achar Lamed Yom? Is he making a tanais, therefore it should be a marriage l'mafreya? Or is it a chazara he's retracting? It should not be l'mafreya, it should only start after 30 days. So because you're not sure, forever there's a suffix who she married to. L'shmuel, pshit le t'tnahavi. Shmuel thinks, no, it's obvious that it is a tanai, and therefore the first one is the real marriage that's going to kick in. So why does the second one marry in between? They can't live together yet. But it's just that, let's say the first one dies. Let's say the first one, the tanai is never fulfilled. So then she's going to be married to the second one. That's why Shmuel says there's a state of a limbo period for the second one while they wait to see if the first one's marriage is completed. Period. The Rishonim here ask...
Can they ask him?
Can they ask him what he meant? So, could be not. Could be not. That's going to be a machlokas on the next Amid, as we'll see. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here, and that is, we know there's a Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Pezayin, which we saw that there's a concept of Tokadei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Generally, if something's Tokadei Dibur, you're allowed to retract. Within Kedei Dibur, you're allowed to go back on what you said. The Gemara says, except for a number of things. Two of them are Kiddushin and Gerushin. There's no token. There's no Chazara. V'elchus the token of Dibur Kedibur Dami Chutz Mi Megadif V'Obed Avodas Kochavim U'Mekadesh U'Megarish Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin. So there's no retraction, even token of Dibur by Kiddushin and Gerushin. So what's Rav's Safik here? What's Rav's Safik here that maybe he retracted? You're not allowed to retract by Kiddushin. If you remember the Ron there, the Ron said, why? What are these four about? Why Kiddushin and Gerushin? Because Kiddushin and Gerushin have a higher standard of Da'as that's required. People don't joke around about this stuff. People don't joke around about marriage, about gerushin. So therefore, it must be that they a person, we don't even give him toka de dibor to retract. So the question is here, so why is the mislipik that there was a retraction? So two answers given. The Ritva here says, when do we say that you're not allowed to retract after a Maisa Kiddushin or a Maisa Gerushin? But if before I give it to you, I say something, and then I give it to you, that's not a retraction. So that's why it was a Hariyam Kudashisli, Amanas, or La'achar, so all that, that's fine. That's not called a retraction, and that would be allowed. Aval hacha, kodim nesina saget v'kidushin, liyada, amar lashin zeh, davi yochal me'adr bay. Val lashin zeh, nasa naget v'kidushin. That's one answer, it was before the Maisa occurred. But another answer, the Shalmi Nadarim there in Daf Pei Zayin, the Achrona that we use many times in Nadarim, says, no, what does it mean that you can't retract? You can't change your mind. But you can modify. Toka de Dibur is not allowed by Kiddushin and Gerushin. That's, you can't say, just joking, I'm not married, I'm not being Megarish you. But if it's a modification, meaning I'm married to you, but after 30 days, that's allowed. The Gemara never meant that that wouldn't be okay. That's what the Shalmi Nadarim suggests. Here, akachav akachal achari lamid yom guf lashin and kiddushin inu neakar v'amaisakayim rak shechal alachar zman bozela mikri chozer midiburo the lav lagar mechozer rak shemara chazman. So that's not a problem.
This is me'achshav
and. Then I was saying lachari lamid. So you want to know if he's retracting that or not?
He just said he can't retract.
I'm saying, oh, according to that, meaning so it's maybe he's modifying. Maybe he wanted to. Right, so he's saying according to Chazara, according to that answer, right, so I have to work it out. He's answering a couple of cases. I don't know if that one fits into this, right? Good question. Okay, at least we have the Ritva's answer here. It says the Gemara, Beplukta Tani Tanoi, this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is parallel to Machlokas Tanoim earlier. The Tanya, Mehayom Alachar Misa, get ve'eno get. About 8 lines up. Somebody says, from today and after he dies, it should be a get. So the Chachamim say, get ve'eno get. It's a suffix. Divrei Chachamim. Rebbe Yomer kazeh get. Rebbe said, no, in that case it is a get. So v'neima, so it's a machlokas tanoim. So v'neima Rav halacha k'rabanan, v'neima Shmuel halacha k'rebi. So can we say that Rav holds like Rabbanan, both of them say that it's a suffix, and Shmuel holds like Rebbe, both of them say, no, it is a t'nai, and therefore it works retroactively. So where's the shricha? No, you can't exactly parallel them. Because you can't just say Rav holds like this and Shmuel holds like that, because maybe you wouldn't have said exactly each shita. The ilu amar Rav halacha k'rabanan, if Rav would have just said the halacha is like the Rabbanan, hava mina hasam, maybe we would have said that maybe by gittin, over there, he holds like the Rabbanan, that it is a suffix, to the rechoka ka'asi, because gerushin is difficult, he would want to push it off as much as he can, and therefore, that's where it is a suffix. But here, where it's in terms of marriage, so maybe he wants it to be chalas as soon as possible. And therefore, you could assume it's a t'nai. You're right, lachar lamid, you have to wait for the chalos to kick in, but it could be that he wants it to be done right now. Right, Rashi quotes, v'kasha be'en av l'rachka u'lagarsha. It's difficult. V'yamr shmol lachak rebi, and the opposite, if Shmuel would have just said alachas like rebi, that by gerushin, it works immediately. There, everybody knows that a get doesn't work la'achar misa, and that's why by gittin, it must be that he's doing it with a t'nai. Aval hachadish kedushin la'achar lamed, but here, where it's possible to have a kedushin later, maybe he wants it to be chal later, sricha. So that's why he can't just say halacha k'rabban and halacha k'rebi, but they have to say their own shita, and then the Gemara can parallel them if the Gemara wants to. Okay, 3 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaya, Ulatayimi de Rav. 1 second. According to Rav, Rav who said it's a suffix. Rav said it's a case of suffix. So, Ba Echad v'Amar. What about this case? Ba Echad v'Amar Hari at Mukudeshesli Me'achshav Ulachar Lamid Yom. Somebody says you're married to me Me'achshav Ulachar Lamid Yom. Like the case of the Mishnah. Uba Acher v'Amar La. And the second person says Hari Mukudeshesli Me'achshav Ulachar Esrim Yom. Right. He makes the same lashon, but he says within 20 days. And somebody says, all, let's say it happened on the same day. So it's all within the earlier ones. Within 30 days, within 20 days, within 10 days. So says the Gemara, says, Abaya, may Rishon u may Acheron Tzricha get, may Emsoi ain't Tzricha get. She can't live with anybody, because it's all a suffix. The real Lashon is a suffix, but she needs a get from number 1 and number 3. But for sure not from number 2. Why? Manafshach. It's a case of suffix. If it's a t'nai, if we assume that the first lashon of me'achshav is the real lashon, so the kamoy kiddushi tanach lav kiddushi. So the first one is the real kiddushin, and not the later ones. The later ones are not. And if we assume it was a retraction and they're all being choser bo, then the basra kiddushay, the anach lav kiddushay. Then only the last one works because that's the one that happens first after 10 days. So that's why you only need to get from the first and the third. It says the Gemara one second, pshita. So now that we got through all that svara, it sounds so good, isn't it obvious? So Gemara says, no. Ma'o, the tema hai lishna mashmatna umashma chazara. You might have said that Rebbe Shita is that this lashon is mashma either or, meaning we never know what somebody means. Maybe one of them meant one and one of them meant the other. And therefore, maybe you need to get from all of them, meaning maybe the first one meant chazara, the second one meant tnai. So if that's the case, then the second one is the real one. So you might have said that each one you have to look at separately. Everyone can be either or. Kamash malan. That's why you don't say that. So what's the kamash malan? So this, Joshua, is what I wanted to say, that maybe this is the machlokas you were asking about before. Kamash malan, according to the Tosfos Riyazakein says, kamash malan, that there's an umdana, that everybody means one or the other. Everybody means one or the other. But the 10th line, Kamash Malan, to Milsa the Pshitala, to Bekuhu Amri La Mishum Tana O Mishum Chazara. It's obvious that every one of them mean the same thing. That is the Tosfos Riyazakein. If you look in the Rashba says explicitly not that way. The Rashba says, this Kamash Malan doesn't mean everybody always means the same thing. Because maybe not. But it means that this Lashon is treated this way always. And it doesn't matter what the person meant. That's what the Rashba says. Veloshi yardu chachamim lo sov daiton shel brios she'ein omen kach. Not that the rabbi said that, people don't say this. Ela okulam shem tzayah, okulam shem chazara. Ela shechachamim nistapik lohen mashmaos halashon heich. Chazal tried to figure out what does the lashon mean. Hilkach afo bish zeh omer lakach niskavanti. Zeh omer ani behefach zeh niskavanti. Anu ein lano ela ledaktik ikir mashmaos halashon vedino. Doesn't matter what they said. We go by what the Lashon is. Why? Why does it not matter what they meant? Why does it matter what the Lashon means? Shekavanas ha-makadesh, eino nishma'as la'edim. Ve'ein kan edim, elo me'ikra ha-lashon mashmuto. The edim are witnessing. The edim have to know, understand what he meant, migufo shalamaisa, from the act. And therefore, says the Rashba, it doesn't matter what he meant exactly, it has to do what the Lashon exactly means.
That's different than it's own.
So in the nafkamina could be whether you ask him or not. Right. According to the Tosfos Riyazakein, maybe if you ask him, so then we'll say, oh, okay, I guess you're not going. Even the Tosfos Riyazakein might say, but ladaitcha, because this is what most people mean. But according to the Rashba, it doesn't matter what he meant. It doesn't matter. Let's continue. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The next line is much discussed by all the Rishonim and the Achronim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Meya Tofsinba. Literally, even 100 men are tofes in her. Meaning this kiddushin tofsin in her, even with 100 men. V'chein, let's read it first. V'chein am ravasi am rav yochanan afila mea tofsin ba. Even 100 men are married to her. In this case of, I'm married to you after 30 days, after 20 days, after 10 days. And ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Mesharshi, Breid Rav Amid Ravasi, Az b'lachatayim Rav Yochanan. Rav Amid says, Ravasi, let me explain to you what Rav Yochanan means. Shavu nafshei ki shraga delivni. She made herself like bricks. Like a pile of bricks. How do you make a pile of bricks? To kol chad v'chad, ravki l'chavri shavlak. Each one leaves space for its friend. How do you make a pile of bricks? Imagine you have a pile of blocks. So if you pile them one straight right on top of the other, it's never going to stand. It's going to get a little tall, the whole thing's going to fall down. It's impossible. But what are you going to do? You're going to put two next to each other, then put one in the middle of the next one, so you leave space on the edges, and then, each one is half on one brick and half on the other brick, and each brick leaves the other half open for the brick next to it to go on. Right, like Ariach al Gabi Levena. That's what the like Oz Yashir, right? Like the certain krios in the Torah have that half bricks on whole bricks. But that's what it means. That's what Rabbi Yochanan means, that each man left space for another man to also be married to her. Right, and that's why she would quote unquote be married to all these men in this case after 20 days, after 10 days, after 30 days. Rashi says in Rashi Asbara. That you have to say, it doesn't mean one after another. Because, look at the second half of Rashi, Ein tfisa ela be'echan mehen, va'ananhu delo yadinan heininu, umidiktani tofsin mashmet esfirele, she'ish lot sad kiddushin l'kulu. Sounds like from his lashon that she is someone married to all of them. So the big kasha is, how is she married to all of them? A man can be married to more than one woman, but a woman can't be married to more than one man. And we had earlier, Tosfos asks, on Daf Zayin, if a man goes over to a woman and says, half of you is married to me, they're not married, because you can't be married to a half a woman. Isha v'lo chatzi isha, says the Gemara. So ask Tosfos, what's going on here? What does it mean? Afilu mea tofsin ba. So if you look at the Rambam, and this is very I mean, it sounds like maybe the most logically what we would want to say, but everybody says it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. The Rambam quotes this Lashon after in Zion Yud Beis. He quotes, Afilu hein mea ala seder azeh, kidushe kulon tovsimba, v'tzricha gemi kol echar v'echad, mipnei shehi mukudeshes l'kulon b'safik. That's the Rambam's Lashon. He adds in b'safik, and all the notes of Kale, I'm trying to figure out where he got it from. None of the other Rishonim say it. Doesn't sound like a way from Rabbi Yochanan, there's all a chumrat Rabbanan, misafek, or even a chumrat Daraisa. But that is the sheet of the Rambam, he understands Rabbi Yochanan, or maybe a different sheet to arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, either way the Rambam says, me, it's a safek. But the other Rishon, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, how can you marry to half, why is this different than half of you is married to me? So Tosfos says, Yesh Lomar, last four lines of Tosfos. Tahasam, hainu taima, lefishein esim es kadesh lechatsayin, vuhushir begufa isha. Over there on Daf Zayin, he tried to marry half a woman. And you can't marry half a woman. So he left over in her guf, and that's why it doesn't work. But here he didn't leave over anything in the woman. Ela gomrin ba'kulan. Gomrin ba'kula. They all are gomer in her. So what does that mean? What does that mean? They didn't leave over anything. So the Maharit explains to us this. Shehu lo shir begufa klum, ela shashir hu bekidushin. She'en kol koach ha-kidushin chala ba'achshav. Ela yigmru la'achar shloshim. In the earlier case, he tried to be married to her fully to half of her. That doesn't work. But if you try to be married to all of her, but in a weaker way, so then that would work. That would work. And the Sharam Sayyid of Halacha gives the mashal. Let's say somebody comes and writes something in very faint ink. But he writes the whole thing. So he wrote the whole thing, but he did it in a very faint way. And somebody else comes and goes over it. A little more, and a little more, and a little more. So you can have five people who wrote this. Five people wrote the whole thing, but each one was weak enough to leave space for the other one. So says Tosfos, that's what it means here. Each one leaves over a space for the other one, and therefore, each one is weak, and that's why a woman can be a Rabbi Yochanan. Is it possible for a woman to somewhat be married to more than one man? That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos Riyaz Zakein says, maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold Makash Havayel Yetziyah, and even though Gershon has to have Krisus and has to be complete, maybe Kiddushin doesn't have to be complete. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan argues on that application of Makash Havayel Yetziyah. So that's the Tosfos with the Sharm Seyed of Malach and the Ma'arit. That's the Tosfos Riyaz Zakein, and one in the Rambam is number three. And then you have the Shita L'Nod L'Mi. Shita L'Nod L'Mi says, maybe the point is that when each of these kick in, they're not really married to the other one fully yet. Right? I'm married to you after 30 days. I'm married to you after 20 days. I'm married to you after 10 days. So each one at the moment, the first Kiddushin is not Nigmar. So even though later on the Kiddushins complete themselves, but because at the moment of the Chalosa Kiddushin started, there was space for each one, so then Memela, that it stays. It stays married to each one. Shiny Hacha, the Chima Kaddish La Sheini Adain Lo Nigmru Klal Kiddushi Rishon. The Nimsa, the Ain Sheini Makaddish Chatzi Isha, El Lagamrika Makaddish La. And once it's Makom Nimsu, Makom Lachul, it's Lopaki. It's Lopaki. You're right, if they each try to get married fully at once, it's not going to work. But because here they each got in, so then that's why it would work. It's still an amazing line, but those are some of the opinions of the Rishon.
The implication is that she'd need to get from all of them.
She would need to get from all of them. 100. Right, she needed 100 gittin. Vilu meya k'tushin tovsimba. Masav Rav Chanina, continuing, ask the Gemara, mehayom lachar misa get ve'ino get. If somebody gives his wife again, it says from today, and la acharmisa, it's a safik. Via mace, and if he happens to die, so chalezev lomas yabemes, she does chalitza and not yibim. Why? Because it's a safik. If it was a get, then no chalitza or yibim were required. She's divorced. If it's not a get, and he just died, then you have to do yibim. So we don't know, so you do chalitza. So bishlamala rav mesayele, according to Rav, this is a proof to him, because this lashon is a safik lashon. Ushmuel nabi, even according to Shmuel who says before, this lashon is tanai, hamani rabbanan he, he'll say, oh, this is like the rabbanan, vananda amikarebi. Right, he'll say it is like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan holds Safik, and he goes like Rebbe, who says it's a Tanai. So El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan to Amar, Shiyurahu, according to Rabbi Yochanan who says both Lashonos should work, so Kol Gita the Meshai Bavalo Klumhu, Yibum Miyabim. But according to him, if there's space left in the get, meaning if it's not a complete get, like Kiddush Mea Tovsinba, then it shouldn't be a get at all, because by get, it has to be cut krisus, a full krisus, and if it's not a full krisus, the whole thing should fall away. And therefore, you should be able to do Yibum. Right, it should be not a get at all. So he answers the Gemara, no. Amar Rava, get lahotzi umisa lahotzi. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no. Both get and misa are disconnecting the relationship between the husband and the wife. So maybe that could be teamwork. Masha shir get, gamar to misa. So maybe there's teamwork. The get does part and the misa does part. So they can work together even in that case. Obele Abaye, me dummy. Abaye says, what do you mean? How can you say that? Get motziya meirishas yavam. The get removes her. If the get works, then there's no yibam that has to be done. Misa machnasa lerishas yavam. Misa makes her go into the rishas of the yavam. See, right? Both disconnect from the original woman, but regarding the yavam, they're working in opposite directions. And that's the context of this discussion. So you can't put them together. Again, this shaklatayah again might have to do with what we've discussed in the past. How much is the yavam a stand-in for the original brother? How much is it a new marriage? That might have been the question and answer here. But El Arabaya, Abaya therefore gives a different answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Really, it's a gzera derabanan there. Hasam, time am I, gzera, meaning really it should be nothing, because it's not a full get, therefore the whole thing should fall away. So El Arabaya, hasam, time am I, gzera mishum mehayom imesi hareza get. It's a gzera mishum this case. From today, if I die, it'll be a get. So in that case, if he dies, it's a gelam afreya. So if you make him do nothing, so then you might get mixed up in the case of me'ayom alachar misa to this case. That's why we make him do chalitza at least. So as the Gemara 1:7, nixer me'ayom emesi to tachlots, atu me'ayom alachar misa. So how about the case me'ayom emesi? Maybe you shouldn't allow yibum. You should have to make them do chalitza. Atu the case that's a safek, me'ayom alachar misa. So the Gemara says, no, imata omer choletzes misyabemes. If you allow him to do chalitza, then he might come to do yibum, which Rashi explains is an iser karis. Right? It's an iser karis in that case. Right? And therefore, because you'll be miyabem, the grusha. Grusha zachiv. So the Gemara says, hachanami, imata omer choletzes misyabemes. In our case, too, if you allow chazisa, you might come to do yibum. The Gemara says, that's not so bad. Tisyabem eim kachlum chshasha derabanan hi. Right, it's only a chashash derabanan, it's a suffix, you don't know what he meant, therefore, if he does yibam, it's not so bad. But in our case, which we're being gozer instead of, so if you allow chalitza, you might come to do yibam, and therefore, we wouldn't want that. Okay, next Mishnah. Another case is this Mishnah, we had a similar Mishnah in Gittin. Similar discussion, which the Gemara is going to quote. Homeli isha, hariyam kodeshes liyamanashi etin lecha matayim, etin lecha matayim zuz. I'm married to you on condition that I give you $200 tomorrow. Harizim kodeshes vihu yitain. He's married vihu yitain as long as he gives. As long as he gives. Rashi explains that he gave her one pruta now. You're married to me with this pruta. With this pruta amanash that I give you the rest. So that's good as long as he gives. Amanash et when? We'll see in the Gemara. Amanash etin lacha mikan vat shalashim yom. On condition that he gives her money, I'll give you the $200 within 30 days, nasan labatok shloshim mukudashes. So if he fills the tanai within 30 days, fine. Bim labeinim mukudashes. And if not, the marriage does not work. Amanash yeshli matayim zuz. Amanash that I have 200 zuz. Harizu mukudashes yeshla. Then they're married as long as he has. The Bartanura says, which the Gemara is going to talk about also, the Bartanura says, if there were edim that he has, therefore she's mukudashes vadai. If there are no edim that he has, then you can mukudashes suffik, because you don't know. Amanash she'erech matayim zuz. Harizim Kudeshes. I'm gonna ask that I show you 200 zuz. L'chor, that means of his. Harizim Kudeshes v'yirila. And he has to show her. V'mhera ala shulchan, enim Kudeshes. But if he is a money changer, and he just shows her he has some money on the table, that's not married, because we assume that's not his money. Not his money, just has that for money changing. But that's why it would not work. Itmar. Same machlokas we had in Gittin. Rav Huna amar v'hu yitain, Rav Yehuda amar l'kishi yitain. What does the Mishnah mean when he says, I'm married to you on condition that I give you 200, and v'hu yitain? Does that mean that the marriage only kicks in later when he gives? Or does it mean it kicks in now, l'mafreya? So that's the machlokas. Rav Huna amar v'hu yitain, Rav Yehuda says, it works, v'hu yitain now, tna'a have, it's a t'nai, mekayim t'na vazel. So he's mekayim the t'nai, and it works, and therefore, but it's really l'mafreya, says Rav Huna. What does it mean, v'hu yitain? The Miri says, don't think it is, this language sounds like balkarcha, he has to give. You can decide. V'hu yitain just means, if he wants to get married, then he has to give. But it doesn't mean that the dafka that he has to give is not balkarcha. Unless, the ritva adds, once he marries her, let's say he doesn't only do kedushin, he does nisuin, then we assume they're married, period. He can't retract on his kedushin now, we assume he was mochel, and now damas bilas bilas nus, and therefore they're married. Even if he does not fulfill it, we assume he was mochel on this time. But really, make her a din, he doesn't have to give it, even though it sounds that way, v'hu yitain. Rav Yehuda amar l'kishi yitain. Rav Yehuda says, no, it's later, when he gives, the marriage takes effect. L'chi yoiv havi kedushe, when he gives, the marriage works, hashtami alo havi kedushe, but now it doesn't work. Machlokas we've shown him, according to Rav Yehuda, is there anything until he gives? Is there a suffic kedushin at least? That's what Tosfos assumes elsewhere, but other Rishonim, the Ripta here and the Ramban here, say no, it's nothing until he gives. It's nothing, it's only La'achar Lamed. My Binaya, what's the difference? Ike Binaya, what's the nafkamina between these two Shitas? Shepashti Yadav Kedusha Kedusha Me'acher. If she got married in between. L'Rav Huna Lo Havi Kedusha, according to Rav Huna, the middle marriage is nothing because she's already married. Because it's Lamafreya. Rav Yehuda, Havi Kedusha. Rav Yehuda, it is a Kedusha. Vitznanami Gabi Gitta Kia Gavna. We have the same discussion in Gittin. So Gemara just quotes the same thing. But the other way. This is your get. I'm going to ask that you give me. You, the wife, give me 200 zuz. So as long as she gives, fine. It marfuna amar vihitite revhuda velikishititain. Marfuna amar vihitite tsna havi makayim tam tav azla. So as long as she fulfills the tanai, it works with mafreya. Revhuda amar likishititain. Lachia vilei hu the havi get. Hashtami alo havi get. Revhuda again says it goes at the future time. Says the Gemara might be nayu over there. What's the difference? Ikebenau shenis kara haget osha avad. If in the interim the get gets ripped up or lost, or the ritva even adds, or if it's sitting in the middle of the street, and it's not in her rishus when the sofazman comes. L'Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, who says, better when l'mafreya, have a get. It's a good get. It's still a chiddush, but it's a good get, because the chalos was l'mafreya. L'Rav Yehuda, lo have a get. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not a good get, because the chalos was only supposed to kick in later. Vitzricha, and we need this parallel discussion, both by Kiddushin and by Gerushin. The Yeshmin and Gabi Kiddushin, because if we only have it by Kiddushin, b'haka amar Rav Huna, only there, Rav Huna would say, it happens right away. Mishum delakrova ka'asi. By Kiddushin, that's what he means. It happened right away. And the chalos ugalam afreya, because obviously he wants to get married as fast as he can. Aval gershin, the rechoka ka'asi. But as we said before, by gershin, it's somewhat difficult. In a mode later of Yehuda, maybe he'll agree that the whole thing should only be chal later. Rashi says, maybe ulay yitfaisu beintayim. Maybe he'll appease her, and therefore they won't get divorced. And if you only had the case by Gittin, only by Gittin does Rav Huna say it works right away. Why? Because when he's divorcing his wife, he's not going to be embarrassed afterwards to go be toveya the money. And therefore, he'll say, it's chal now, I'm not worried. Later on, I'll get the money. So that's just a tonight, but really it's happening right now. Aval hacha, but by the Gittin case, the ksifalele misbei, but she, right, it's kasif, did I say it correctly? Right, but over there, only Rav Huna there says you look as the mispay. Right, he won't be embarrassed to go ask for the money after they divorced her. Aval hacha, but here ihi ksifal the mispay. It will be embarrassing in modular of Yehuda, but by kiddushin maybe it would be. So therefore, maybe they don't know if it's going to happen or not. So therefore, you push it off until it actually happens. Tzricha. So machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, both in the kiddushin case and in the gittin case. Okay. If the Tosefta says, if he says, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, even though the get gets ripped up or lost, they are married, right? So it's a mefurish raya to Rav Huna. But she can't get married to somebody else until she gives the money, because you don't know if the tanai is going to be fulfilled. But if the tanai is fulfilled, then it goes backwards. V'yotanya, and the Braisa also says, Amar la'ariz agita chamanas, she'atidin limatayim zuz v'meis, and he dies, nasna, before he gives it. So nasna, l'chora, nasna in zakukli avim. If he had given it before he died, then they're not zakuk t'yibim, because she's not zakuk t'yibim, because the gitin happened earlier. Lo nasna zakukli avim. But if she did not get it, if she did not give it before he died, then she has to do yibam. If she will leal omer, no, there's still another way out. No senes la achiv o la aviv o lechem nekrovim. She could give it to any relative also. So says the Gemara, ad kan lo pligiel de marsovar. Leave a lo liarshai, o marsovar filo liarshai. The Elam Achlokas is what he meant when he said, give it to me. Me or even to my yarshim. But everybody agrees to kuliyama miya tanahavi, but everybody agrees that it goes lamafreya if the nesina had been done or is done, it goes backwards. So it's yufta de Rav Yehuda. So isn't this Akasha on Rav Yehuda? Because Rav Yehuda says it was only chal later. The Rishonim here ask, interesting, it says you should give it to the brothers or the father or other krovim. It says the brother first. If there are brothers. If there's no brother, give it to the father. What nafkamina is there for her to be a grusha or for her to be an amana? What's the nafkamina? Whether she has to yibim or not. Is she yibim or not? So one second. So give it to the brother. Or if there's no brother, give it to the father. What do you mean if there's no brother? There's no brother, so who cares? There's no brother, then what difference does it make? Yeah. Right? So she shouldn't care. So what does it mean? To the brother or? What do you mean or? If there's no brother, so then don't give it to anybody. What's the difference? So she'll be an almana instead of a grusha. What's the difference? So the Ritva says, yeah? Okay, maybe she'll fall in love with a Kohen in 10 years. Right? So then she doesn't know. That's one afkamina. The Rishonim don't say that one. The Rishonim, the Ritva says, maybe this woman was mezaneh in the life of her husband, but after the husband gave the get. She was an eshuz ishazinsa. And therefore, if she's an almana, she's going to be chayiv misa. But if she makes herself a grusha from that time, she'll already be divorced at that time. That's what he says. The Shidan Nodulmi says, maybe the woman would rather be a grusha than an almana. Unclear exactly why. Some Achronim say maybe this is her second marriage and she's going to be a katlanis. She won't be able to get married again if she's an almana, as an almana twice. But the right way, paskin a chazak is twice, even by in that type of case. But so different suggestions. The Rishash says maybe she wants to be in Gittin. Maybe she wants to be putter from Avelos on him. She says we're not to sechiva. Say if you make it into a grusha instead of an almana. So different answers given to this case. Anyway, so the kasha was on Rav Yehuda. So how the Rav Yehuda says everything happens later, but these sources seem to say beferish that it goes right away. Amalacha Rav Yehuda hamani Rebbe. Rav Yehuda would say you're right. Those all these sources are like Rebbe. Damar Rav Yehuda my Rebbe. Kolamar almanas kamar me'achshav dami. Almanas is just like me'achshav. V'pligi Rabbanan alei, and the Rabbanan argue on that principle. V'anat amigir Rabbanan. And I hold like the Rabbanan, so don't ask me kashas, it's really machlokas tana. So when I said, is that really true? Gufa, I'm Rafuna Maraf, I'm a Rebbe. Kol Om Rabbanas Kor Me'achshav Dami. Rebbe says that if you say the words Almanas, it's as if you meant, we know that you meant, it's Me'achshav. I'm Rebbe Zeira, Ki Avina Babavel, when I was in Babel, Hava Amrinan, they used to say, Hada Am Rafuna Am Rebbe, Kol Om Rabbanas Kor Me'achshav Dami, Pligi Rabbanan Alei. They used to say that was a machlokas, but Kisalki Lahasa, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashachel L'Rebbe Asi, right, we switched from Rav to Rebbe's, right, Rebbe Zeira went to both. So Rebbe Zeira, right, Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael, that's why he's Rebbe Zeira. But he went to Bavel, they used to say, Rav Huna, right, most of the time Ravs are in Bavel and Rebbe's are in Eretz Yisrael, because they got smicha. So he says, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I found Rebbe Asi, the Yosef, Akamalabish made the Rebbe Yochanan, that he said in the name of Rebbe Yochanan, that Hakol Modim, Bo'am Amanas Kormi Achshav Dami. Everybody agrees to that. Lo nechleku el b'mayom alachar misa. The machlokus was about the following case of Safik that we discussed earlier on the daf. So that was the machlokus. V'hatanya, doesn't the Brisa say this is benichusa? This is not a kasha. B'mayom alachar misa. Get ve'eno get the rechachamim. V'harebi omer kazeh get. So the report was, Rabbi Zeira said, that there's no machlokus about kol omer amanaskomer me'achshav dami. There's only machlokus about me'ayom alachar misa. See if that's true, we have a kasha. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda, damar b'amanas nami pligi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says they argue about amanas also. Ademiflegi b'me'ayom alachar misa. So why is there a machlokus about that safek case? Liflegi b'amanas. Just argue about the case of amanas. So says the Gemara, lohodiecha kocha de Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he wanted to show you the koch of Rebbe. B'me'ayom alachar misa nami hareza get. Even in that case that looks like a safek, Rebbe says, that's a good get, that's a t'nai. That's the chiddush. When niflegi ba'amanas lodiecha kochah the rabbanan. So why don't you say the other way? Amanas and zol the chiddush of the rabbanan that they say it's not k'me'achshav. Isn't that a bigger chiddush? So koach dehetera adif. The koach of heter is adif, meaning it's better to show the case where the get would be chal. Get would be chal. Right? You want to show the koach of the rabbanan? Right? No, it's better to show the koach of Rebbe that it's a t'nai and therefore the get would be chal. For sure. That's koach tatira adif. So every time this comes up, we mention the machlokas between Rashi and the Noda Yehuda at the beginning of Beitza, where Rashi holds, Beitza daf Beis, that why is koach tatira adif? Because everybody can be machmir. If you're not sure, you're always machmir. But to be matir, you really have to know what you're talking about. And that's why it's always a chiddush of koach tatira adif. The Noda Yehuda there says, why koach tatira adif? The tzlach in Beitza, because normally you would say safik d'oraisa l'chumra. So if normally you would say Savi Daraisa L'chumra, that's why Koach Datira Adif is a bigger Kiddush, that you don't say Savi Daraisa L'chumra. But Koach Datira Adif, you shouldn't say Nachos Lash Mienushim, Lo Neda Heter, Beberer, Tzrichan Anal Hachmer, Misafik, the Savi Gesel L'chumra. Avala Oser, Lo Asal Anto Aspat Varav. Why? So therefore, if the Machmer says be Machmer, that's what we would do anyway. You don't need him to tell us that. But therefore, says the Noda Behuda, if it's a Safik about a Drabbanan case, but a Drabbanan case, then Koach Tesura Adif. Because we would be Mako without what you would say, Savit Rabbanan Lakula, and therefore the Chiddush would be called this year Adif. And that's why he has a problem there in Beitza, because there it's talking about Muksa, which is a Rabbanan. Talking about Rabbanan, so why did you say called this year Adif? So he's forced to say it's Ke'en Daraisa. Right? Muksa is shiny, Teshveka Lachumra, Shuchamra Ke'en Daraisa. Tosfos Yeshanim says that on Dav Gimel there in Beitza. But that's Koach to Hetera Adif. So I said the Mishnah, Amanas, I give you within 30 days, and it gives within 30 days, it works. So Pshita, it's obvious that you have to give within 30 days. So Ma, the Tema Lav Tanahu, you might think it was not a Tanai, really, meaning he does not Machbid within 30 days or not, but the Zeruze Kamar, and really, he's just trying to be Mizares her to give the money. But really, Mizares himself to give the money, but it doesn't really mean that he wants the 30 days as a deadline. Kamash Malan, it doesn't matter. He said it, so that's the deadline that we use. Amanas Yishlimatayim Zuz V'chulu. Amanas that he has 200 Zuz. As long as he has, it's a marriage. V'neich Hashem Yishlo. 1 second. So Rashi explains. It's mashma from the Mishnah that if there are Edim, like I quoted the Bartanur before, if there are Edim, she's Mekudesh Zvadai. And it sounds like from the Mishnah, without it, she's not married at all. What do you mean? Why aren't we choshesh that he has money somewhere? V'nei chashem yeshlo. V'o tanya. And also the brisa says chashim shem yeshlo. There's a brisa that says we have to be worried that he has. So Mari answers, lo, kasha. Habuk l'shevadai, habuk l'shev safek. You're right. If there are edim, there's kedushay vadai. If there are no edim, there's kedushay safek. What if he doesn't have... Two things. What if he has money right here and he shows it to us? There aren't any witnesses that say that show that he has money, but he has money in his pocket. So the Ran says that's also Mukdesh's Vadai. Because Chazaka kol ma shetachas yad adam, hari hu shelo. It's a Chazaka. There's a question whether other Rishonim argue on that. Quite machlokus in the Beis Yosef, whether the Torah argues on that. But either way, the Ran says here beferish that if he has money, so then that's also Kedushay Vadai. What if he has nothing? What if he has nothing? He suggests he has nothing. So do we say Einam Kudesh's Vadai? So the Rishonim say, the Rashba here says no. You have to say that this Raglayim Ladavar, when he was married, he wanted to get married, and he said this, it must be that he had something. Even if he might have, doesn't know where it is now, there's a Reyes, so there must be that's the Raglayim Ladavar that he had something, and therefore there's always Mukudesh's Misafik. Always Mukudesh's Misafik. Okay, there's more to talk about, but let's continue. Amanas Sherech Matzayim Zuz V'chulu Amanas, that I show you 200 Zuz. So the Gemara says, Tana lo niskana ilaros mishalo. So the Kavana, we assume, is that not show you money, show you his money. Therefore he has to show from his own. Vimhera lo al shulchan enim kudesh. But if he's a money changer and he shows her on the table, the marriage does not work. So pshita, obviously, it's not his money. So lo tzricha, now the chiddush is, avagat denaka demei beiska. Let's say somebody gave him money to invest. And he's going to get a percentage of that, of the earnings. So that's the money he shows. So you might have said that he has a chiluk of that. And therefore the marriage works, kamash malon, it's not good enough. Because right now it's not his. Right now he's still acting on behalf of somebody else, and therefore it does not work. Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, on Mishnayis, quotes earlier Achronim, who say, but what about milva? What if you lend me money, and I show her that money? So somebody, what was he quote here? One of the Achronim, the Marikash, says that works because milva lo tzane, no. So it's your money, so you can show it. You can show it to him. It's like yours. Baldafka dmei iska kibbe the tamid tzorach liosam biyado lasukeve v'lo mishteve. But if it's halva near the vezev emes mukudeshes amos shalom mamishen lachomili el v'hu balchov. It's really his. And he says, but look at the Rambam. The Rambam says milva does not work. Big tzarachian. Why does the milva work? So the Tosfos Reb Kiva Eger says must be a tall sofer. Must be a mistake in the Rambam. Why should a milva, if I have money that I could use for anything, must be a tall sofer? I just saw one of the Achronim suggest, maybe for the Rambam, that maybe what, because it's an umtina. Of course, the milva money is yours. But when you say, Hariam Kudeshesli, I'm going to ask that I have, so maybe that's not called an I have money. It should be money that you earned and it's yours. Maybe that's the umtina, because he's trying to show that he's a rich guy, not that he needs loan money. So maybe that's why the marriage would not, maybe that's why the marriage would not work. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah. Amanash yeshli base korafar harizim kudeshes v'yeshlo. Amanas that he has a certain amount of land, so the marriage works as long as he has. Amanash yeshli b'makom ploni. Amanas that I have land in a certain place. And yeshlo b'osam makom kudeshes v'vavedim kudeshes. If he has in that place, fine. If not, not. Amanash erech base korafar. Amanas that I show you a base korafar similar lashon. So we again assume it's talking about his own harizim kudeshes v'yirena. As long as he shows of his own. V'mher b'peka inim kudeshes. But if he just shows her in Stama Valley, it does not work. Does not work, as we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain all of these cases. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.
All right.
Okay.